it's Latin America.
Steaming grapes.
Okay, apologies, because this is a little bit messy. I was going to rewrite it, and then I didn't. I got distracted by something else. Mañana, exactly. And I can redo it before you get it. Okay, so we've got a number of area priorities, and some of them are linked up, if you see what I mean. Some of them are quite connected. So our first one was to consolidate the area council, a bit similar to something else, because it hasn't been that functional, really, our area council in Latin America. But I think this meeting has taken that somewhere new. I think the fact we met as a sort of study group as well as an area meant we've really kind of spent quite a lot of time together. So I think that's going to work. And alongside that, it's not just consolidating the area council, but actually consolidating the area, because it's very widespread. We've got Venezuela, Brazil and Mexico, where the potential for people living in other areas as well, Colombia, Patagonia. We've got mitras in different areas, so we're trying to get more of a sense of the globality of Latin America, which is two continents actually, north and south. And part of that is to communicate this to order members right round the area, that we are an area, and also it's changed because Spain has moved into Europe. So we want to take the opportunity and communicate why that's happened and, you know, what's good about that. So Viria Kirti is going to take on to make sure that the area council and the area becomes more consolidated, particularly going to try and set in motion a meeting of the chairs of the different centres in that area. But Nyana Dakini is going to collaborate with that, because she's going to look out for how it's communicated to the order around that area, the area. And to help us start doing that, we're going to see if we can get space to give a talk on the upcoming Pan America Convention, to talk about the International Council and the area councils. And Nyana Dakini is going to make sure that happens, and I'm going to actually talk. So that's part of that. We've got the Buddhist Centre online there because we want to emphasise the need for communicating across such vast geographical areas. But it's not even totally a linguistic area, because we've got Brazil, which is Portuguese. But it's close enough for us to be able to hopefully make that happen, yeah. So I'm going to make sure that people know how to sign up in the Buddhist Centre online when I'm in Mexico in a month or so. I'll come back to that. So that's that whole area. And then alongside that, we've committed to strengthening our links with our sister area in North America. So we've got especially the order strand. So Nyana Dakini has committed to making sure that that happens. We've got a Pan-American Convention. We're going to make sure on that we talk about how we can strengthen the links between the two areas. Okay. So that's kind of all one area about the strengthening of the area. And then we have established training and intensification for order members. And alongside that, deepening the harmony that has already started to happen. So over the last few years, a lot of work's been done in the order, particularly in Mexico, to create more harmonious communication and more harmonious situations. So we meant to make that an explicit commitment to carry that on. And that goes alongside the establishing of training and intensification for order members. So that might mean establishing something like an Adistana in Latin America. So we haven't put that up because we're not quite ready to say who's going to do that. But it's definitely there in the background. Okay, so Nyana Dakini with Parmi and Vajranatha are going to look at what that might look like, establishing intensification. Then there's an area around money, which Viria Kirti is going to open conversations about the economy, and he particularly feels he's learned an awful lot on this meeting from the different conversations around money. Got very inspired, to the extent we didn't get him for our podcast because he was with the meeting with Kitaraja, because he wanted to explore that further. So he's going to open those conversations and start trying to get a bit of a sense of how, as an area, we can support each other economically. And part of that is also looking at the need to have more stable properties. At the moment, for example, our very large centre in Mexico City, which quite a few of you have seen, we're going to lose that quite soon because it's a rented property and the rents in that area are going sky high. So we probably won't have that in a while, couple of years. So we're looking at, should we find a way of buying property to give stability and continuity? Okay, so that's part of the conversations about an economy. And then the last area is around ordination training. And this really does need, again, we're kind of splitting from Spain with this. Although obviously the public precept, well, Paramechit and Moksenand and I are still engaged across both areas. But particularly looking at Latin America area, we went to strengthen the ordination training process and concentrate on young people, especially young women. You might have heard this before sometime this week. But also we went to look at unifying the teams. So we're looking at maybe doing some things, the men and women together, because we've got such a lack of resources and such large numbers that we're working with. And particularly, say, Venezuela, where, you know, we really want to kind of try and bring them together with Mexico and look at how we can work together. And the public preceptors looking at maybe forming a cooler along the way the India cooler used to be, where it was a mixed cooler, even though working very strongly with in single-sex situations. It would just make sense because of language. At the moment, we have to translate everything that's going to be looked at by, you know, other public preceptors. And then as part of that as well, looking at strengthening online situations, partly around ordination, but also more generally. So using the facilities that we've got at the Buddhist Centre online. But kind of really looking, you see, we've got a woman who's asked for ordination living in the Patagonia, like, I can't remember how many thousand kilometres away from her nearest sangha, who's really keen, and circumstantially she can't leave that area because of family and work and stuff. And we've got other, and, you know, Omar going back to Colombia at some point. Anyway, so we really went to look at how best to creatively use our online platforms in a way that works and isn't just, you know, alienating or an alternative, but is actually an integral part of our training. And I'm taking on to look at that. Thank you. There were lots of other sub-clauses to this. We actually got very excited, which was really nice, looking at kind of different things we can do. So I feel very inspired and enthused myself.
So, questions for Latin America?
Only in Spanish. We only have questions in Spanish.
Juntas en español.
Exactly. Muy bien.
How did the woman from Patagonia get involved?
She's in Mexico, and she's had to move. Quite fancy saying three rat in a Patagonia.
Okay. Thank you, Latin America.